Influence of CESA regulatory framework on the financial sustainability of SAOs in Nyerere County. NDUNGU Dork Chase and Joke B 2111004201 2 4 P B percent. ATHIS submitted to the School of Business Management and Economics in partial fulfillment of the requirements for the award of Master's Degree in Business Administration of Dettam Kimathi University of Technology. April 2015. WMH University Library. Declaration. This thesis is my original work and has not been presented for award of a degree in any other university. Date. Signature FT. Date. Dork Chase and Joke NDUNGU B 2111004201 2. This thesis has been submitted for examination with my approval as a university supervisor. Signature. Slash date, Ling. TLVSLVK. Dr. Riro GK. Dettam Kimathi University of Technology. Dedication. I dedicate this thesis to my family. / percent. / W. Acknowledgements. I thank the Almighty God for His love and mercies. I wish to thank Dettam Kimathi University of Technology for granting me this opportunity to further my studies. I appreciate the assistance given to me by my supervisor Dr. Riro in writing this project. Last but not least, I acknowledge my classmates for their constructive criticism of this project. Percent. / plus 0%. Table of contents. Declaration. I. Dedication. I. Acknowledgements. I. Table of contents. If. List of tables. V. List of figures. V. Abbreviations and acronyms. X. Abstract. X. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. 1.2 Statement of the problem. 4.1.3 Objectives of the study. TX. Issues. Percent. 1.4 Research questions. 5.1.5 Significance of the study. 6.1.6 Scope of the study. 1.7 Assumptions of the study. 1.8 Operational definition of terms for V. 7. Chapter 2. Literature review. 8.2.1 Introduction. 2.2 Theoretical review. 2.3 Financial sustainability of SAOs. 11.2.4 CESA regulations. 13.2.5 Empirical review. 18.2.6 Summary of literature review. 21.2.7 Conceptual framework. 22.2.8 Operational framework. 23. Chapter 3. Research methodology. 24.3.1 Introduction. 24.3.2 Study design. 24.3.3 Target population. 24.3.3 Sampling procedures. 25.3.5 Data collection instruments. 25.3.6 Data analysis procedures. 26.3.7 Ethical considerations. 27. Chapter 4. Data analysis and interpretation. 29.4.1 Introduction. 29.4.2 Response rate. 29.4.3 Respondent socio-demographic information. 29.4.4 Fit and proper test. 32.4.5 Loan management requirements. 34.4.6 Financial performance reporting requirements. 38.4.7 Investment requirements. 40.4.8 Regression of variables N. 44. Chapter 5. Discussion, conclusion and recommendations. 47.5.1 Introduction. P. 47.5.2 Summary of findings. 47.5.3 Discussion of findings. 49.5.4 Conclusion. 51.5.5 Recommendations. 52.5.6 Suggestions for further study. 52. References. 53. List of appendices. Appendices. Error. Bookmark not defined. Appendix I. Questionnaire. Error. Bookmark not defined. Appendix the second. Saros and Niera County. Error. Bookmark not defined. Backslash. Percent. Backslash. Degrees are. Percent. List of tables. Table 4.1 Respondents age. 30. Table 4.2 Respondents working experience. 31. Table 4.3 SIO conducted fit and proper test. 32. Table 4.4 collaterals accepted by SIO. 36. Table 4.5 effect of loan management requirements on financial sustainability. 37. Table 4.6 compliance with financial performance reporting requirements. 38. Table 4.7 effect of financial reporting requirements on financial sustainability. 39. Percentile. Table 4.8 types of investment. 41. Financial reportee. Meant returns to SAS. 4%. Table 4.9 submission of investment returns to SESRA. 42. Table 4.10 effect of investment requirements on financial sustainability. 43. Table 4.11 model summary. B. 44. Table 4.12 annual output. 45. 4. Table 4.13 coefficients. 45. V. List of figures. Figure 2.1 effect of SESRA regulations on financial sustainability of SAOs. Figure 2.2 operational framework for financial sustainability of SAOs. Figure 4.1 respondents gender. Figure 4.3 qualities tested in the fit and proper test. Figure 4.5 effect of fit and proper test on financial sustainability. Figure 4.7 average interest rate. Figure 4.4 attitudes of BOD towards the fit and proper test. Figure 4.6 purpose of loan. Odd loans. U. O and management risk. Figure 4.8 difficulty in complying with loan management requirements. Figure 4.9 difficulty in complying with financial reporting requirements. Figure 4.10 investment policy. 4. Figure 4.11 diversification of investments. Figure 4.12 difficulty in complying investment requirements. Abbreviations and acronyms. OD Audit of Director S. FESA Front Office Services Activity. FSD Financial Sector Deepening. ROA. SAO Savings and Credit Cooperative Society. Republic of Kenya. Savings. SESRA SAOs and Societies Regulatory Authority. VA. KAZAM. PAKIS. SPSS Statistical Package for Social Sciences. ISDICAL Package Taught Percent Percent. Plus O Percent. 9. Abstract. The purpose of this study was to identify the influence that SESRA regulatory framework has on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya. Specifically, the study aimed to establish the influence of the fit and proper test, loan management, financial reporting and investment requirements on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya. Competition for regulation theory, capture theory, agency theory of growth of the firm, modern portfolio theory and prospect theory guided the study. The study adopted a descriptive survey design. The study targeted all the 13 deposit-taking SAOs in Niera County. Purposive sampling was employed in selecting 65 participants in the study. The researcher used a self-administered questionnaire as the data collection tool. Descriptive statistics in the form of frequencies and percentages was used to describe the findings. Multiple linear regression analysis was used to describe relationships within variables. Presentation of findings was done using tables, charts and graphs. The study found that SAOs complied with all SESRA regulations to the letter. A significant relationship was found between loan management requirements and financial sustainability, as well as between investment requirements and financial sustainability. The researcher concluded that SESRA regulation requirements have an influence on SAOs' financial sustainability. The greatest effect is felt through the loan management and investment requirements. This is because guidelines from SESRA limited financial activities which were previously unregulated and which gave SAOs an edge over the other players in the loans market. The researcher recommended that SESRA should relook at the regulation of interest rates, since some SAOs have shot up the interest rates of loans to the detriment of many customers. In addition, the researcher also recommended that Saros should consider investing in real estate, which also have a high rate of return. K/V/2x. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. Savings and Credit Cooperative Societies, SACOs, are cooperative societies registered and operating under the SACOs Act, Republic of Kenya, 2008. They generally undertake savings and credit functions. A cooperative society is an association of persons who have come together with a common purpose of pooling their resource for mutual economic and social benefit, Wamburu, 2011. SACOs have a long and successful tradition around the world and have proven to be amazingly flexible in meeting a wide variety of social and economic human needs, DTI, 2012. International experience shows that countries which have achieved economic buy-in shows that Cote d'Ivoire, NT and a dynamic development also have a vibrant and a dynamic cooperative sector, contributing substantially to the growth of their economies. FIMPLE, in Kenya, cooperatives contribute 45% of the gross domestic product, GDP, and 31% of the total national savings and deposits, Wamburu, 2011. Cooperatives control 70% of the coffee market, 76% of the dairy market and 95% of the cotton market. In New Zealand, 22% of the Leona country's GDP is generated by cooperative enterprises. In addition, cooperatives are responsible for 95% of the dairy market and 95% of the export dairy market. They hold 70% of the meat market, 50% of the farm supply market, 70% of the fertilizer market, 75% of the wholesale pharmaceuticals and 62% of the grocery market. In Spain, the cooperatives movement produces more than €70 billion in turnover and the majority of these cooperatives are worker cooperatives, World Council of Credit Unions 2014. Financial sustainability refers to the ability to maintain financial capacity over time, Bowman, 2011. Within a business context, economic sustainability involves using the assorted assets of the company efficiently to allow it to continue functioning profitability over time. Financial sustainability means the smooth operation of financial institutions with necessary profitability, having adequate liquidity to overcome any challenges of bankruptcy. According to Meyer, 2002, financial sustainability is one of the areas that we need to look at to assess the performance of microfinance institutions. Growth in the microfinance industry is desirable to reduce poverty and attain operational and financial percent outreach ha sustainability. Although growth outreach has risk, unless planned and managed very well, it has also positive implications for financial institutions since it gives better image of the institutions to attract loan able for reform back for further expansion and increases the borrower's willingness to repay. V. In Tanzania, SACOs have not been performing due to lack of innovation of products, low capital formation and inadequate number of human resources. This has been among the factors that contribute to hinder members' needs and expectations as a result of unsustainable SACOs. Other factors that contribute to poor sustainability of SACOs include weak internal control systems and unsustainable interest rates, Mashiningay, 1991. 2. In March and April 2011, Mars Dissler and Daniel Schmidt from German Development Institute, DI, conducted a national survey of 46 SACOs on the current position of SACOs in the financial system in Uganda. In order to have an empirical basis for decisions concerning regulation, supervision and support for SACOs, the government decided to entrust the DI with the task of assessing the sustainability of national SACOs in light of declining subsidies in the future. According to Dissler and Schmidt, 2014, the financial results of most of the SACOs of 8 did not seem very alarming. Several issues might put their financial sustainability at risk in the future. Many SACOs, especially smaller ones, are over-dependent on subsidization. The quality of the SACOs loan portfolio, a main indicator for the capability of lending institutions, seems to be another critical point that threatens the viability of many SACOs. Authority, SESRA. The SACO Society's Regulatory Authority, SESRA, is a creation of the SACO Societies Act 2008. CESRA is a regulatory body that was constituted and inaugurated in 2009. It is charged with the prime responsibility to license, supervise and to regulate all. PELOP Authority was established by the Act of Government in 2008 under the CERO Societies Act of Deposit-Taking CERO Societies in Kenya. The CERO Regulatory Authority, CESRA, 2008 and came into effect in September 2009. According to Republic of Kenya, ROK 2008, the authority is mandated with the following responsibilities. License CERO societies to carry out deposit-taking business. Regulate and supervise deposit-taking CERO societies. Manage the deposit guarantee fund under the trustees appointed. Under the Act, advise the Minister on national policy on deposit-taking CERO societies. 3. In Kenya, CESRA has greatly impacted on the CERO performance in terms of outreach and sustainability and performance of CEROs in Kenya. The new CESRA regulations required CEROs to source additional share capital from members to comply with core capital requirements set at 10% of their total assets. CEROs were also forced to offer members incentives for raising the capital that cannot be withdrawn from the institution. CEROs in Kenya are required to adhere to regulations set in CEROs Regulation Authority, CESRA. The management has to present the capital adequacy return reports, liquidity statement report, statement of ITA at financial position and e-statement of deposit return as well as return on investments report which compares land, building, and financial assets to the CERO's total assets and its core capital. 1.2 statement of the problem. Available data indicates that CEROs are facing serious challenges with the new CESRA regulations and most of them are dissolving while others get blacklisted. As at 31 December 2012, the total number of deposit-taking CEROs was 215, of which only 124 had been licensed. 54 CEROs were yet to meet the SHLO million minimum core capital requirements, putting them at the risk of a shutdown upon expiry of the grace period. In February 2014, the authority warned that 30 savings and credit cooperatives would be blacklisted from offering banking hall services, owing to their inability to meet legislative requirements. A notice was given to all deposit-taking CERO societies upon their compliance to the prescribed minimum standards before the lapse of the 4-4-year transition period on 17 June 2014. 4. The CERO movement is an important financial inclusion tool and therefore factors affecting the sector must be addressed and resolved. It is for this reason that the research sought to identify the influence that CERO regulatory framework has had on the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya. 1.3 Objectives of the study. March 1, 2001 General Objective. To identify the influence of CERO regulatory framework on the sustainability of Kenya. CEROs in Kenya. March 1, 2002 Specific Objective. I. To examine the influence of the fit and proper test requirements on the 1. Sustainability of CEROs in Kenya. Yara. Enid Loan Manage. E. To evaluate the influence of loan management requirements on the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya. E. To assess the influence of financial performance reporting on the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya. If, to evaluate the influence of investment requirements on the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya. 1.4 Research Questions. I. Do the fit and proper test requirements influence the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya? 5. E. Do loan management requirements influence the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya? E. Do financial performance reporting requirements influence the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya? If, do investment requirements influence the sustainability of CEROs in Kenya? 1.5 Significance of the study. The findings of the study will add to the body of knowledge on CESRA regulations. Researchers may use the findings of this study as reference material for future studies. The findings of the study may be used by new and existing CEROs in coming up with strategies to cope the CESRA regulation. The CERO Society's regulatory. 1.6 Scope of the study. The influence that C. The current study sought to identify the influence that CESRA regulatory framework had had on the financial sustainability of CEROs in Kenya. The study was limited to deposit taking CEROs and was further limited to CEROs in Nyeri. Staffs in the CEROs were the respondents in the study. The study was conducted between October 2014 and YJJ. December 2014. 2. 1.7 Assumptions of the study. In undertaking this study, the researcher assumed that I. all SIRs adhered to the CESAR regulations to the letter. I. the staff who are respondents in the study are aware of the CESAR regulations. 6. I. the respondents in the study were truthful. 1.8 Operational definition of terms. Capital base refers to the sum total of the credit union's regulatory reserve accounts, undivided or retained earnings, special reserves, designated for a specific purpose, and net income that has yet to be closed to the retained earnings account, Boyd, 2007. Emmett refers to loan customers. Process of controlling and collecting payments from sustainability refers continued profitability of Asago, Schorsi, 2012. 7. Chapter 2. Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter comprises of the theoretical review, literature on the four study variables, empirical review, conceptual framework and operational framework. The literature review bring out the knowledge already existing in relation to financial sustainability of SIOs, bring out what is still not about it and show the existing research gap and thus the need for the proposed study. 2.2 Theoretical Revi. Ovides ad broad expo. Concepts. According to Dawes 9, Ovides the organization for the study. It guides a researcher in the interpretations of the results. In this study the researcher percent. A theoretical framework provides a broad explanation of relationships that exist between ION, 2009, IT Previ and CGL. Reviews, competition for regulation theory, capture theory, agency theory, theory of the growth of the firm, modern portfolio theory and the prospect theory. February 2, 2001 Competition for regulation theory. The competition for regulation theory suggests that there exists a market for regulation, in which consumers and producers compete. According to Adams, Hayes, Wouter and Boyd, 2007, regulation will serve the interests of those who are willing to offer the most for the regulation. Since regulation can be regarded as a public good, the free rider problem suggests that the benefit to the individual consumer is likely to be small relative to the producer. Therefore, producers will have more incentive to try and obtain favorable regulation through industry associations. February 2, 2002 Capture Theory. A countervailing force is therefore the consumer lobby, and capture theory, which suggests that producers capture regulatory agencies and control them in their own interests. Adams et al. 2007, observe that vested interests reinforce the regulatory framework to support their interests, but the danger is that such behavior would result in non-competitiveness in the international market, leading to long-run social loss. V. February 2, 2003 Agency Theory. Agency theory is related to the problem that occurs when cooperating parties have 7v. different goals and a division of labor. Specifically, the agency theory focuses on E. VA. Relationship in which one or more persons, the principal, S, engage another person, the V. theory is that both principals and agents are assumed to be rational economic maximizing agent, to perform some work behalf, FEMA, 1980. The basic premise of agency. CVV/SNTS are assumed to be an individual's. Therefore, the separation of ownership and control will result in decisions by a 45V. The agent which are not always in the principal's best interest and there will arise costs, agency costs, of bringing the agent's behavior into line. For example, costs arise which are incurred by the principals when monitoring and controlling the behavior of the agent, so-called monitoring costs, and costs incurred by the agent in demonstrating compliance with the wishes of the principal, so-called bonding costs. February 2, 2004 Theory of Growth of the Firm. The theory of the growth of the firm as presented by Story, 1994, considers the growth of a firm by a categorization combining three components, namely the starting resources 9. of the entrepreneur, S, the firm and the strategy. One of the key elements of the firm is the legal framework. The legal framework governing the ownership, financing and organization of business firms can be expected to affect the competitiveness of the institutions. corporate governance, or the body of laws, regulations and practices affecting the way in which companies are governed and controlled, will affect the nature and scale of external financing of firms and the effectiveness of the capital market as a resource allocation mechanism. Through these channels, corporate governance regulations can be expected to have effects on the innovation path of firms and on the quality of management. Other aspects of the legal framework governing companies include insolvency law, which affects credit flows to firms and the governance of firm-level risk, and employment law, which affects hiring and labor use strategies and the quality of employment relations, Penrus, 1965. February 2, 2005 Modern Portfolio Theory. Modern Portfolio Theory, also called ESRTFOLID Theory or Portfolio Management Theory, is a theory on how risk-averse investors true FC folios to optimize or maximize expected return based on a given level of market risk, MI. The risk is an inherent part of higher reward, BHALLA, 2010. According to the theory, it's possible to construct an efficient frontier of optimal portfolios offering the maximum possible expected return for a given level of risk. The risk in a portfolio at diverse individual stocks will be less than the risk inherent in holding any one of the individual stocks, provided the risks of the various stocks are not directly related. Consider a portfolio that holds two risky stocks, one that pays off when it rains and another that pays off when it doesn't rain. A portfolio that contains both assets will always pay off, regardless of whether it rains or shines. Adding one risky asset to another can reduce the overall risk of an all-weather portfolio. February 2, 2006 Prospect Theory. Prospect theory states that people's perceptions of gain and loss are skewed. That is, people are more afraid of a loss than they are encouraged by a gain. If people are given a choice of two different prospects, they will pick the one that they think has less chance of ending in a loss, rather than those one that offers the most gains, Kahneman and Tversky, 1986. Prospect theory is important for financial professionals and investors. Although the risk/reward trade-off gives a clear picture of the risk amount an investor must take on to achieve the desired returns, prospect theory tells us that very few people understand emotionally what they realize intellectually. For financial professionals, the challenge is in suiting a portfolio to the client's risk profile, rather than reward desires. 2.3 Financial Sustainability of High ESEC, He Clients Risk Prof. Sados. According to Murphy, 2014, a business that has achieved financial sustainability is one that is selling a product or set care, a price there, no, on, Y covers their expenses, B, A, so, to mail, creates a profit. Financial sustainability refers to the ability to maintain financial capacity over time, Bowman, 2011. Schorsey, 2012, adds that businesses find a path to financial sustainability by growing their revenue, improving their gross and operating margins, increasing their free cash flow, efficiently managing both capital expenditures and working capital, and building their asset base. In financially sustainable businesses, long-term profitability takes priority over any short-term gains. 11. Sao societies contribute to develop the local economies where the poor live through their unique and strong linkages with the community, USAID, 2006. They enable poor people to have their voices heard, in addition to improving their daily working and living conditions, because Sao's are democratic organizations and owned by those who use their services. Sao's are ideal instruments to empower the poor in sustainable way, AFAT, 2000. In recent years, in developing countries, consideration of the potential of SOEs and credit unions as a tool for sustainable poverty alleviation has been increasingly recognized. Evidence from poverty eradication strategy shows that without empowering the poor by teaching them how to utilize limited resources in a wise manner and over-focusing on provision of credit leads to excessive debt burdens and depressed income growth, leaving borrowers even the level where they were before. A survey on the current position of SOEs in the financial system in Uganda revealed percent that although the financial results of most of the SOEs of 8 do not seem very alarming, several issues might put their financial sustainability at risk in the future, Disler and Skimt, 2014. Many SOEs, especially smaller ones, are over-dependent on subsidization. The quality of the seller's loan portfolio, a main indicator for the capability of lending institutions, seems to be another critical point that threatens the viability of many SOEs. Due to the enormous demand for financial products in rural areas, in particular loan products, the SOE sector as a whole is growing considerably. However, the growth pattern at many smaller SOEs seems uneven since they have difficulties to attract savings deposits from their members. 12. According to SESRA, the SOEs Society regulations are meant to improve the competitiveness of Kenyan SOEs by setting financial and operating standards commensurate to the deposit-taking business conducted by SOEs. This is ultimately expected to drive efficiency and improve the level of savings in the SOE societies as envisaged in the Financial Sector Strategy and Vision 2030. SOE's regulations and performance relate in that the regulations are meant to set specific requirements on tools used to measure performance, PERLs, leading to a direct relationship, financial. Sector deepening, 2009. The major challenge to the SOEs is the implementation of these new rules and regulations while at the same time staying afloat of the competition amongst themselves as well as competition from banks and NFIs as they make efforts to increase outreach among low and middle income clients in both rural and urban areas, NGAIRA, 2011. According to MBODO, 2010, of running deposit-taking SOEs is set to go up significantly with these new set regulations in effect threatening the lower interest rates regime that has for decades given the cooperative movement an edge over commercial banks in the lending market. 2.4 SESRA regulations. Under the 2008 SOEs Act, SOEs are required to comply with and maintain minimum capital adequacy requirements, maintain minimum requirement of liquid assets of its member borrowings, engage in businesses as prescribed by the authority, conform to financial reporting as per the society. The Act and regulations include clear standards regarding, among others, capital, liquidity, the extent of external borrowing, asset. 13. Categorization and provisioning, maximum loan size, and insider lending. SOEs are also subject to adhering to monthly, capital adequacy, liquidity, and deposits, reporting, quarterly, risk classification of assets and loan loss provisioning, investment returns, financial performance, and annual, audited financial statements, reporting requirements to SESRA. April 2, 2001 FU and proper test requirements. Fitness tests usually seek to assess the competence of managers and directors and their capacity to fulfill the responsibilities of their positions while propriety tests seek to assess their integrity and suitability. To determine competence, formal qualifications, previous experience and track record are some of the elements focused on by supervisors. To assess integrity and suitability, elements considered include criminal records, financial position, civil actions against individuals to pursue personal debts, refusal of admission to, or expulsion from, professional bodies, sanctions applied by regulators of other similar industries, and previous questionable business practices. According to Mjogina Bumpy, 2011, the fit and proper test form is issued by SESRA. Board of directors are required to provide information about their experience, skills, membership to professional bodies, their source of wealth and other personal details. According to NGAIRA, 2011, SOEs are likely to continue to have owners and managers who do not fit standard expectations. They do not, however, automatically fail the fit and proper test, as many bring compensating factors to the table, in terms of specialized knowledge, deep long-term commitment and reputation risk. This is an area where flexibility is appropriate, and as regulators become more familiar with the SOEs. 14. Sector, they are likely to become more comfortable making judgments about the suitability of individual players, Rayner, 2002. Wanyoike, 2013, recommended that the SESRA regulations should be modified to upgrade the roles and qualifications of the board members in order for them to play a more influential role in improving the financial performance of the SOEs. In order to enhance the quality of the board of directors, all the board members should have more than 5 years of experience in public service. Also, in order for an individual to be a member of THE board, they should have passed the proper and fitness test. Finally, all board F/ should also have sufficient knowledge of the SOE operations once they join the board. Board members should have the appropriate training and education. In addition, they have efficient knowledge. V. April 2, 2002 Loan Management Requirements. The credit management regulations cover credit facilities including loans, advances and overdrafts to members. The requirements govern the loaning procedures and their documentation, requirements for grant of a loan, permissible loan purposes and acceptable types of collateral, loan concentration limits, loan types, interest rates, frequency of payments and conditions. The credit management requirements also cover maximum loan size per product, where collateral is used as security for lending, maximum loan amounts as percentage of the values of the same, appraisal of the borrower's ability to repay the loan, ROK, 2008. Terms and conditions for insider lending, maximum loan approval levels for each officer and committers and guaranteeing requirements. 15. The CESA regulations indicate that member may repay a credit facility prior to its maturity in whole or in part on any business day without being charged full-term interest. No director or employee of a SAO or immediate family member of a director or employee shall receive anything of value or other compensation in connection with any loan made by the SAO. The authority further recommend that the board of directors shall be responsible for ensuring that the written credit policy remains up to date and reflect current lending practices, ROK, 2008. 4. ASACO Shield provide a 60 days written notice to every member affected by a. Once every 6 months or on the request a statement for each outstanding credit facility. Change in any term is closed in the loan contract. Every borrower shall be provided at least 3 NTHs or on a. That provides adequate detail of each ZANS action made during the period, ROK, 2008. April 2, 2003 Financial Performance Reporting Requirements. Of a. CESA requires that a SAO shall submit to the authority by the 15th day of each month a return of the statement of UTIP in M&E expenditure and a statement of CHEMIP XP rations for the PI. Financial position showing result of its operations for the preceding period. As at the 31st. I. March, 30 June, 30 September and 31st December submit to the authority financial statements in the prescribed format and present its accounts and associated descriptions without deviation, ROK, 2008. SAOs are also expected to establish an internal audit function which shall be responsible for reviewing and reporting on the adequacy of the internal audit system and the financial matters of the SAO society. The person responsible for the internal audit function shall be a fully qualified accountant under the Accountants Act. The regulations. 16. Also require a SAO society to display its audited accounts in both its website and that of the authority. A SAO shall also hold its AGM within 4 months after the end of the financial year, ROK, 2008. April 2, 2004 Investment Requirements. The CESA regulations dictate that a SAO shall be responsible for formulating and amending the investment policy that is consistent with the Act. The regulations recommend that the investment policy shall include the purpose and objectives of investment activities, the types of investments that can be made, the investment characteristics including issuer, maturity and interest rate. The investment policy shall also state the need for adequate investment diversification and concentration risk management across investment type and or entity, the educational background and experience of officers assigned the authority to assess the risk characteristics of investments and investment transactions, the contingencies put in place to handle. 4RRL. Investments purchased prior to commencement of the regulations limitations and internal controls, ROK, 2008. Avistin. The regulations also recommend that SAOs shall not invest in non-earning assets or property and equipment in excess of 10% of total assets, of which land and buildings shall not exceed 5% unless a waiver to the defect has been obtained from the authority. A SAO shall make financial investments with the intention of holding to maturity and shall not use the portfolio to trade securities for profit, placing the SAO society's capital at risk. A SAO shall not also acquire, sell or lease premises without. 17. The prior written approval of the authority. A SAO shall submit to the authority a return on its investments, ROK, 2008. 2.5 Empirical Review. NGAIRA, 2011, carried out a study to assess the impact CESRA has had on SARA performance since its inception. The study found that CESRA has greatly impacted on SAC. SARA's income slash. Most SAROs reported recent improvement in their performance NBERSHIP. Efficiency, high demand and quick recoveries, one can easily attribute this to be as a result of SARA's regulatory framework. Most SAROs were complying with the regulator so as not to be locked off since by the operator. It was also clear from the study that all SAROs are conversant with the contents of the proposed SARA guidelines. A backslash. Would it to establish S. The SARA performance in terms of outreach and sustainability and performance of both in membership, portfolio and loan cycle and general efficiency. Even though this was attributed to a number of factors ranging from increased membership, high. Similarly, Wanyoik, 2013, carried out a study to establish the impact of SARA regulations on SARA's financial performance in Nairobi County. The study findings indicated that the quality of the board of directors was an important aspect in improving the SARA's financial performances per the SARA regulations. The findings also revealed that SARA staff competence had a strong influence on the financial performance of the SAROs in the area. Corporate governance was also identified as the most significant effect of SARA regulations on the SARA's financial performance. The researcher concluded that all the variables of the study were important factors in financial 18. Performance of the SAROs needed to be addressed beginning with the most crucial, which was, in this case, corporate governance. Muriaki and Rege, 2013, assess the impact of SARA legislation on the corporate governance. The researchers found that the legislation have influenced corporate governance to a great extent, though there is still room for improvement. Meri, Munan and Chiuri, 2013, aimed at establishing the challenges facing deposit, taking savings and credit cooperative societies in complying with their regulatory requirements as provided for in Kenya with a particular focus on Gusii region which encompasses Kisii and Nyamira counties. The study found out that the various challenges facing compliance in these institutions included non-separation of shares from deposits, high dependence on short-term external borrowing, and lack of liquidity monitoring system, high investment in non-earning assets, inadequate ICT system, inadequate managerial competences and political interference among others. McKay-Rye, 2013, assess the effect of licensing requirements on performance of deposit-taking SAROs in Kenya. Most SAROs reported improvement in their performance. V. Tribute. Both in membership, portfolio and efficiency. This was attributed to be the result of SARA licensing requirements. Most SAROs were complying with the regulator requirements so as not to be locked out of the business by the operator. It was also clear from the study that all the SAROs are conversant with the new licensing law. Kilonzi, 2013, sought to establish the impact of SARA regulations on SARA financial performance in Kenya. From the findings, the study found that higher capital requirements and increase in management efficiency impacted positively to SAROs. 19. Profitability in the post-capital regulation period. The study revealed that capital regulation affects financial performance in SAROs. The researcher concluded that financial stability could be at risk as a result of shocks impinging on the economic system and absence of proper policy adjustments to mitigate the effects of these shocks. NDUNG'U, 2013, sought to determine the impact of risk management techniques on financial performance of regulated SAROs institutions in Nairobi. From the findings, the study wished that there are risk management policy and procedures instituted by the SAROs, which includes having the policy of diversifying investment across different sectors, ensuring good corporate governance, regulating financial management, adhering to internal financial guidelines, constituting risk management committee, having internal audit of RM procedures, taking legal action on defaulters and limiting the amount of fund disposal. The study established that SAROs considered overhead cost, general trend of loans, existing risk policy, loan portfolio indicators, operating efficiency and state of the economy in establishing a loan portfolio policy. The board of directors, credit analyst, financial manager and executive management participates in formulating loan portfolio policies. Mashila, 2012, sought to establish the effect of regulation on the financial performance of SAROs in Kenya. From the findings, the study concludes the regulation has had a positive effect on the financial performance of SAOs. The study established that improvement in financial performance is attributed to the positive fundamental changes in the regulatory framework, which amongst other things has ensured professional management of SAOs, restored confidence in the sector, created a cushion for 20 members through spelling out protection measures on their deposits, and has also offered guidance on capital adequacy and credit management. Westware, 2013, undertook a study to assess the effects of regulatory controls on interest rates of deposit-taking savings and credit cooperative societies, SAOs, in Nairobi County. The research findings reveal that the regulatory controls inception led to a slight increase in interest rates on SAO loans / credit. This was as a result of increased 41 compliance costs. The study observed that implementation of regulations in phases shall cushion SACCOS on operational costs and profitability variations. The SESRA on regulations are not punitive as such, but likely to give positive impact on SAO subsector performance in the long run. The researcher has reviewed literature on the effect of regulation on financial performance. Specifically, the researcher has reviewed extensive literature on SESRA regulations. The researcher has also reviewed various studies carried out on the effect of SESRA regulations on the financial performance of SAOs. In the review, the VL researcher has found that majority of the researchers, that is NGAIRA, 2011, Wanyoik, 2013, and Muriaki and Rege, 2013, focused on corporate governance, licensing and risk assessment. Financial variables such as fit and proper persons test, loan management, reporting and investment have been largely left out. The researcher aims to fill this gap by assessing the influence that SESRA regulatory framework has had on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya. 21. 2.7 Conceptual Framework. A conceptual framework is described as a set of broad ideas and principles taken from relevant fields of inquiry and used to structure a subsequent presentation. The conceptual framework shows the variables in the study. The diagram above illustrates the independent and dependent variable of the study. An independent variable is what is it during the research. It is what the investigator thinks will affect the dependent lay, 2005. A dependent variable is what will be measured. It's what the van variable, e. Baaki, investigator, w. will be affected during the research. Financial sustainability of SAOs. Independent variables. Fit and proper test. Loan management. Financial reporting. Investments. Intervening variables. Dependent variable. Figure 2.1. Effect of SESRA regulations on financial sustainability of SAOs. The purpose of this study was to identify the influence that SESRA regulatory framework on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya. SESRA requirements, namely fit and proper test, loan management, financial management and investment requirements, are the independent variables. The study sought to assess how these requirements influence the financial sustainability of a SAO in the form of its to meet core capital and institutional capital requirements. 22. 2.8 Operational Framework. Operationalization is the process by which a researcher defines how a concept is measured, observed, or manipulated within a particular study. According Burns, 2010, this process translates the theoretical, conceptual variable of interest into a set of specific operations or procedures that define a variable's meaning in a specific study. The operational framework in the study shows the variables in the study and their indicators as used. Currently study. / Financial sustainability. Ability of a SAO to meet institutional and core capital requirements. Fit and proper test. Loan management. Financial reporting. Investment. Education experience. Financial position. Loan procedures. Loan recovery. Interest rates. Collateral. Internal auditor. Audit committee. External auditor. Hold AGM. Display reports on website. Dependent variable. Independent variable. Investment policy. Types of investment. Adequacy of investment parameters. Figure 2.2 Operational Framework for Financial Sustainability of SAOs. 23. Chapter 3. Research methodology. 3.1 Introduction. This chapter has a research methodology section that describes the methods and procedures that were used to carry out the study and research design, which specifies the methods and procedures for the measurement and data analysis. 3.2 Research design. A study design is a detailed outline of how an investigation will take place, Dawson, 2009. The study adopted a descriptive survey design to investigate the influence that SARS regulatory framework had had on the sustainability of SARS in Kenya. Erita, 2005, observes that a survey involves obtaining information by interview, v% or administering questionnaire. Both qualitative and quantitative research approach were allied. Used where the researcher conducted a survey using a questionnaire that was composed JB interview of closed-ended questions and semi-structured. 3.3 Target population. The target population is the entire set of units for which the survey data are to be used to make inferences, Burns, 2010. The study targeted all the deposit-taking SAOs in Nyeri town. 5 staff members from each of the participating SAOs were the respondents in the study. There were 13 deposit-taking SAOs in Nyeri town. 24. 3.3 Sampling procedures. Sampling is a method of studying from a few selected items, instead of the entire big number of units, Clower, Craig and Ashraf, 2006. Purposive sampling was employed in selecting participants in the study. The study interviewed 5 staff from each of the participating SAOs. This involved the accountants, auditors and representative of the board of directors. This is because such people are in charge of the affairs of the SAO and are therefore resourceful people in terms of the financial performance of the SAO. According to Silverman, 2005, the primary objective of purposive sampling is to produce a sample that is representative of a particular population. This is done by using the researcher's expert knowledge of the population and selecting a sample of elements in a non-random manner. In addition, purposive sampling saves time, money and effort. It is flexible and meets multiple needs and interests. It enables the researcher to select a sample based on the purpose of the study and knowledge of a population. The researcher. %. Data collection is a systematic approach to gathering information from a variety of. Therefore utilized a sample of 65 SA 3.5 data collection. Sources to get a complete and accurate picture of an area of interest, Silverman, 2005. The researcher used a self-administered questionnaire as the data collection tool. The questionnaire had both closed and open-ended questions. The researcher settled on this tool because it was simple to administer and it could collect a lot of information from a big population within little time. Drop-off pickup method was used for data collection. 25. Was used to collect data where the researcher dropped the questionnaires and picked them after 3 days. May 3, 2001 Validity of instruments. Validity is the accuracy and meaningfulness of inferences which are based on research results, Mucklender and Mucklender, 2012. Content validity was used in this study. Content validity is the degree to which our text measures what it is supposed to measure. This was done through having the research supervisor review the instruments. May 3, 2002 Reliability of the instruments. Piloting involves pretesting research instruments in conditions as similar as possible to the research, but not in order to report results but rather to check for glitches in wording of questions, like of clarity of instructions, Cowthery, 2004. A pilot study was carried out. Why? The purpose of the pre-study instruments. Erita, 2005, advises that the population of the participants in the prior to the main study. The purpose of the pretesting was to ensure the reliability of the advises that ET pilot study should be 10% of the calculated sample. E pilot study was conducted by administering the instrument twice and data entered USSPSS software. A spearing correlation coefficient computed which indicated the degree to which the two halves provided similar tests, thus determining the internal consistency. A correlation coefficient of 0.69 was found. According to Blackster, Hughes and Tite, 2006, a minimum correlation coefficient of 0.65 is recommended as indicating that an instrument is reliable. 3.6 Data analysis procedures. Data analysis is the process of systematically applying statistical and logical techniques to describe and illustrate, condense and recap, and evaluate data. According to 26. Shemu and Resnick, 2003, various analytic procedures provide a way of drawing inductive inferences from data and distinguishing the signal, the phenomenon of interest, from the noise, statistical fluctuations, present in the data. Data was sorted, cleaned, coded and entered using Microsoft Excel. Data analysis was done using Statistical Package for Social Sciences, SPSS, version 20. Descriptive. Statistics in the form of frequencies and percentages were used to describe the findings. Multiple regression analysis was conducted to establish relationship between independent variables and the dependent variable. The general form of the model used was y equals so plus 6e plus s2x2 plus s3x3 plus e where y equals financial sustainability. So equals autonomous factors kiss e equals fifth the tenth 2 equals low. Equals financial performance. E. X4 equals investing. CS3 equals coefficient for variance. E equals error term. In constant val. Variables. So is the autonomous factor representing constant value of sustainability when dependent variables of study are not under consideration. S is a vector of regression slope error term captures all relevant variables not included in the model because they are not observed in the dataset. Presentation of findings was done using tables, charts and graphs. 3.7 Ethical considerations. Ethical issues refer to a problem or situation that requires a person or organization to choose between alternatives that must be evaluated as right, ethical, or wrong, unethical. Bartley, 2005. Authorization to conduct the study was sought from the university. 27. Decht. Consent from prospective respondents was sought before interview. The questionnaire did not bear the name of the participant and neither were their identifiers linked to the respondents. Only the researcher had access to the data which was stored in a password-protected computer. The findings of the study will only be used for study purposes. / percent. / plus 0%. 28. Chapter 4. Data analysis, presentation and interpretation. 4.1 Introduction. This section covers data analysis, presentation, and discussion on data gathered from the field. The major findings of the study as they relate to each of the research objectives are presented. The study findings are presented on the influence of SERS, a regulatory framework on the sustainability of SERS in Kenya. 4.2 Response rate. The researcher distributed questionnaires to 65 SATO staff, of which 63 were returned. One questionnaire was discarded because it was incompletely filled, leaving 62 questionnaires for analysis. This represents a 95% response rate, which is well above the 70% threshold recommended by Mugenda and Emende, 2010. 4.3 Respondent Socio-Demographic Info. RMATIONI. The researcher collected socio-demographic information of the participants in the study. The data comprised of gender, age, level of education and working experience. The findings are presented in this section. IEXP. 29. March 4, 2001 Distribution of respondents by gender. A significant number, 76%, n equals 47, of the participants in the study were male, whereas the female SATO staff accounted for 24%, n equals 15. The findings show that there exists a great gender disparity among SATO employees. Female E. Figure 3.1 Respondents. March 4, 2002 Distribution of respondents by A. Majority 68%, N equals 42, of the respondents were aged between 31 and 40 years, whereas those aged below 30 years accounted for 18%, N equals LL. The findings indicated that majority of the SARO staff in Yarra County were middle-aged. 4. H, years, frequency percentage. 22 30 11 18. 31 to 40 42 68. 41 minus 50 9 14. Total 62 100. 30. March 4, 2003 Distribution of respondents by level of education. Findings in figure 4.2 indicate that majority 54%, n equals 33, of the participants had a college diploma, whereas 30%, n equals 18, had a bachelor's degree in various fields. The findings show that majority of the participants were highly educated to enable them provide useful information. 60%, 50%, 40%, 30%, 20%, 10%, 0%, 9%, 54%, 30%, 7%. Certificate, diploma, degree. Level of education. Postgraduate. Degree. Figure 3.2, respondents' level of education. March 4, 2004, distribution of respondents by working day, lens. Findings in table 4.2 show that 48%, n equals 29, of the participants had an experience of 1 to 5 years, whereas those who had worked for 6 minus 10 years I for 44%, n equals 27. D. Provide resourceful. Findings show that the participants were well experienced to PE information regarding the performance of the SAO. Experience, years, frequency, percentage. 1 2 5 29 48 6 2 10 27 44 11 2 20 6 8 total 62 100 31 4.4 fit and proper test. To examine the influence of the fit and proper test requirements on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya, the researcher sought to find out if the SAOs in the study carried out the study and how it was carried out. April 4, 2001, SAO conducted fit and proper test. A significant number, 61%, n equals 38, of participants indicated that fit and proper test was administered on all BOD members in line with the SESA requirements. The findings therefore show that majority of the SAOs complied with SESA regulations. Tahatma Dukti. Table 3.3, SAO conducted fit and proper test. DFTJ. Response frequency percentage. Strongly agree 38, 61. AO. / degrees are A. Agree 22. 35. Disagree. Total 62. April 4, 2002 qualities tested in the fit and proper test. A significant number, 86%, n equals 53, indicate that education and training of members was one of the qualities addressed in the fit and proper test administered to BOD members. Other qualities included experience, 14%, and source of wealth, 10%. 32. Education, experience, source of wealth. Figure 3.3 qualities tested in the fit and proper test. April 4, 2003 attitudes of B'. Findings in figure 4. Members had negative any welcomed the same. I test at 30D towards E. / R indicates that 481. E to youths towards the percent. The fit and proper test. 8%, N equals 29, of the participants indicated that BOD. E fit and proper test, whereas 32%, N equals 19. Positive negative not sure. Figure 3.4 attitudes of BOD towards the fit and proper test. 33. April 4, 2004 effect of fit and proper test on financial sustainability. Majority 60%, n equals 37, indicate that conducting fit and proper test affected financial sustainability to a small extent. The findings therefore show that the respondents did not view the fit and proper test as a significant activity in the operations of the SAO. 35%. 30%, 25%, 0, S 20%, 1, 15%, Q 10%, 5%, 0%, 10%, 28%, 2%, 32%, 28%, very large, large extent, undecided, small extent, very small extent, XNET. Response. Figure 3.5 effect of fit and proper. M financial sustainability. %. 4.5 loan management requirements. CXV. To evaluate the influence of loan management requirements on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya, the researcher sought to find out how the SAOs were coping with the new loan management regulations recommended by SESRA. May 4, 2001 purpose of loan. majority 92%, N equals 57, indicate that the SIR sought to find out the purpose of a loan sought by a member. The findings therefore show that majority of SIRs complied with the CESA regulations which outlines permissible loan purposes. 34. Strongly agree. Disagree. Figure 3.6 Purpose of 1. May 4, 2002 Loan Limits. All, N equals 62, participants agreed that their SRA regulations. CESA requires deposit-taking SIRs to have loan carrying. Co had set minimum and maximum loan limits as recommended by CESA regulations. Under loan management regulations, have loan concentration limits. 7, W. May 4, 2003 Average interest rate of loans. Majority 78%, N equals 48, of the respondents indicate that their SIR charged between 10%, minus 12% interest rate for loans. The findings therefore show that the deposit-taking SIRs had revised their interest rates upwards and were charging more than they did before the CESA regulations took effect as noted by MBODO, 2012. 35. Over 12%. I. 10%, 12%, 7%, minus 9%. Figure 3. 3.7 EVR. 40%. Percentage. ZRA interest rate of loans May 4, 2004 collaterals X by SIRO. All, N equals 62, participants land as collateral, buildings as collateral. Earn N. 2D indicated that they accepted vehicles and parcels of. Table 3.4 collaterals accepted by. Collaterals Ferricon. 88%, also indicate that their SIRO accepted. 3. Phi. NCZEN. Percentage. Vehicles. Land. Buildings, real estate. 62. 62. 62. 98. 36. May 4, 2005 difficulty in complying with loan management requirements. A significant number 78%, N equals 43, of respondents indicated that the SIRA found it very difficult to comply with the new CESA regulations on loan management. 01. M. May. 60%. 50%. 40%. 5. 30%. U. 01. 20%. 10%. 0%. 48%. 30%. 4%. 18%. Very difficult, difficult, undecided. Response. Easy. Figure 3.8 difficulty in. VVO loan management requirements. May 4, 2006 effect of loan management requirements on financial sustainability. A significant number 83%, N equals 52, indicate the loan management requirements affected. The SIRA's financial sustainability to a large extent. The findings therefore show that the loan management regulations greatly affected the SIRA's financial position. Extent frequency percentage. Very large 28, 45. Large 24, 38. Undecided 4, 7. Small 6, 10. Total 62, 100. 37. 4.6 financial performance reporting requirements. To assess the influence of financial performance reporting on the sustainability of SIRAs in Kenya, the researcher sought to find out if the SIRAs in the study were complying with the reporting requirements. Table 3.6 Compliance with financial performance reporting requirements. Strongly, strongly. Agree, agree, neutral, disagree, disagree. SIRO has an internal auditor. T. SIRO has an audit committee. SIRO has hired an external auditor, holds an AGM at least 4 months after the year-end day, displays financial performance information on the website. 47, 32, 2, 4, 15, 32, 21, 0, 25, 22, 57, 30, 0, 10, 3, 88, 12, 0, 0, 0, 0, 2, 0, 43, 45. It's indicated that auditor. In addition, 53%, N equals 32, of the respondents indicated that their SIRO had an LT there. Majority 79%, N equals 49, of the respondent indicated that the SIRO had an internal audit committee. A significant number, 87%, N equals 54, indicated that their SLO had hired an external auditor. All, N equals 62, respondents indicated that their SACO held AGM at least 4 months after the end. Majority, 88%, of the participants indicated that their SLO did not display financial performance information on their website. The findings therefore show that SLOs in Yarra County complied with much of the financial performance reporting requirements. 38. June 4, 2001 difficulty in complying with financial reporting requirements. A significant 88%, N equals 55, number of respondents indicated that it was easy for the SLOs to comply with financial reporting requirements. The findings therefore suggest that financial reporting requirements were not hard to implement. 2%, 0%, 10%, 10%, 78%. I very difficult, I difficult, undecided, I easy, I very easy. Figure 3.9. Difficulty in complying with percent financial reporting requirements. June 4, 2002 effect of financial reporting. A significant 98% number of M financial sustainability G requirements on one of respondents indicated that financial reporting requirements had a very small effect on financial sustainability. The findings therefore AOV show that whilst the financial reporting requirements were easy to implement, their significance on financial sustainability was negligible. 4. Extent frequency percentage. Undecided 1, 2. Small 6, 10. Very small 55, 88. Total 62, 100. 39. 4.7 investment requirements. To evaluate the influence of investment requirements on the sustainability of SLOs in Kenya, the researcher sought to find out how SLOs were implementing the CESR regulations on investment. July 4, 2001 investment policy. Majority I more than 4%, N equals 39, of the respondents agreed that their SLO had an investment policy, whereas 20% indicated that they were uncertain. A. Strongly disagree. 01. E. 01. Disagree. Agree. Strongly agree. Figure 3.10 investment policy. 54%. 10%. 20%. 16%. 0%. 10%. 20%. 30%. 40%. 50%. 60%. Percentage. July 4, 2002 types of investment. All, N equals 62, respondents indicate that their SLO had invested their money in fixed deposit accounts in commercial banks, whereas 94%, N equals 58, indicated that their SLO had invested in securities. 40. Table 3.8 types of investment. Investment frequency percentage. Fixed deposit accounts 62, 100. Securities 58, 94. July 4, 2003 diversification of investments. Majority 54%, N equals 35, of the participants indicated that their SLOs had diversified a large extent as proposed by the 2008 CESR regulations. Investment to 60%, Arch 30%, V 20%. Extend SLO has diversified its investments. Figure 3.11 diversification of investments. 41. July 4, 2004 submission of investment returns to CESR. Majority, 66%, of the participants indicate that their SLO submitted returns to CESR as directed by the 2008 CESR regulations. Table 3.9 submission of investment returns to CESR. Returns. Frequency. Percentage. Strongly agree agree. Strongly dissent. 22. 12. 28. 46. 20. 34. 2. July 4, 2005 difficulty in co. A significant number. With the new CESR. Investment requirements. Equals 49, of participants indicated that it was difficult to comply. Mens. I difficult undecided I easy very easy. Figure 3.12 difficulty in complying investment requirements. 42. July 4, 2006 effect of investment requirements on financial sustainability. Majority, 72%, of participants indicated that investment requirements had a large effect on financial sustainability. The findings suggest that deposit-taking SAOs struggle to comply with investment requirements. Table 3.10 Effect of Investment Requirements on Financial Sustainability Extent Frequency Percentage. Pearl 3.1. Egg Q. Very Large 38, 62. Large 6, 10. Small 5. Very Small 13, 20. Total 2, 100. 43. 4.8 Regression of Variables. The general objective of the study was to establish the influence of SAOs regulatory framework on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya. To achieve, the researcher applied the data to a regression analysis between the fit and proper test, loan management, financial performance reporting and investment requirements and loan book amount on deposit-taking SAOs in Nyeri County. The regression analysis was done using Statistic Package for the Social Science, SPSS, at 95% confidence level. The regression analysis findings are presented in Table 4.11, 4.12 and 4.13. Table 3.11 Model Summary of Regression. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 1.874.764/V.7310.12225. Adjusted R squared is coefficient of determination which defines the variation in the dependent variable due to char or the independent variable. The value of adjusted R squared was 0.731 as presented and indicates that there was variation of 73.1% on performance due to fit and proper test, loan management, financial performance reporting and investment requirements at 95% confidence interval. This specifically means that 73.1% change in performance of deposit-taking SAOs could be attributed to changes brought about by SESA regulations. R is the correlation coefficient which shows the relationship between the study variables. The coefficient of 0.874 indicated in Table 4.11 shows that there was a strong positive relationship between SESA regulations and financial sustainability of deposit-taking SAOs. 44. Table 3.12 Regression Anival Output. Model Sum of Squares DF Mean Square FSIG. Regression 223.013455.753 3.536 013b. 1 Residual 741.064 47 15.767. Total 964.077 51%. From the statistics in Table 4.12, the significance value, 0.013, formulated was less than 0.05 IDKTNG, that the regression model utilized was significant in predicting influence of SESA regulatory framework on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya. SEN coefficients. Model unstandardized coefficients, standardized coefficients T-SIG. STD. Error beta. Constant, 0.178.357, 2.459.016. Fit and proper test, 0.158.100, 0.183, 1.583.067. 1 loan management, 0.305.097.402, 3.145.002. Performance reporting 0.071.093.091.760.059. Investment requirements 0.245.147.182 1.664.010. The analysis in the Table 4.13 shows the coefficient of independent variables as indicated by the unstandardized coefficients which can directly be substituted in the regression model as worked out below. Y equals 0.178 plus 0.158 KISI plus 0.305 X2 plus 0.071 X3 plus 0.245 X4. 45. The findings indicate that without fit and proper test, loan management, financial performance reporting and investment requirements, performance would be 0.178. The model indicates that a unit change in loan management, X2, would change the performance of SIRs by 30%, whereas a unit change in investment requirements, X4, would result in a 25% change in performance. The findings show that loan management requirements, P equals 0.02, and investment requirements, P equals 0.01, were statistically significant to performance and hence sustainability of deposit-taking SIRs. The findings indicate that MENTS 46. Chapter 5. Summary, Conclusion and Recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. This chapter presents the summary of findings, discussions, conclusions and recommendations of the study and areas for further research. Presentation was done in the order of study objectives. 5.2 Summary. February 5, 2001 Influence of fit and proper test on financial sustainability of SIRs. A significant number, 96%, 60, of participants indicated that fit and proper test was administered on all BOD members in line with the CESRA requirements. 48%, N equals 29, of the participants indicated that BOD members had negative attitudes towards the fit and D members HEC. P more than 0. Proper test. No significant relationship, p more than 0.05, was found between fit and proper test and financial sustainability of SIRs. OJB, V%, Kirtsaston update. February 5, 2002 Influence of loan management on financial sustainability of SIRs. All, N equals 62, participants agreed that their SIRs had set minimum and maximum loan limits as recommended by CESRA regulations. Majority 78%, N equals 4 respondents, indicate that their SIRs charged between 10%, minus 12% interest rate for loans. A significant number 78%, N equals 43, of respondents indicated that the SIRs found it very difficult to comply with the new CESRA regulations on loan management. There was a significant relationship, p less than 0.05, between loan management and financial sustainability of SIRs. 47. February 5, 2003 Influence of financial performance reporting on financial sustainability of SIRs. Majority 79%, N equals 49, of the respondents indicated that the SIR had an internal auditor. In addition, 53%, N equals 32, of the respondents indicated that their SIRs had an audit committee. A significant number 87%, N equals 54, indicated that their SIRs had hired an external auditor. All, N equals 62, respondents indicated that their SIRs held AGM at least T4 metrics after the year end. Majority, 88%, of the participants indicated that their SIRs did not display financial performance information on their website. There was no significant relationship, p more than 0.05, between financial performance reporting on financial mentions that did not mention sustainability of SIRs. 3K, February 5, 2004 Influence of investment requirements and financial sustainability of SIRs. Majority 64%, N equals 39, of the respondents agreed that their SIR had an investment. F the respondent. SV. Policy. All, N equals 62, respondents indicate that their SIR had invested their money in fixed deposit accounts in commercial banks, whereas 94%, N equals 58, indicated that their SIR had invested in securities. A significant number 80%, N equals 49, of participants A. indicated that it was difficult to comply with the new CESRA investment requirements. There was a significant relationship between investment requirements and financial sustainability of SIRs. 4. 48. 5.3 Discussion of findings. March 5, 2001 Influence of fit and proper test on financial sustainability of SIRs. The study found that a significant number of SIRs complied with the fit and proper test requirements for BOD members. However, fit and proper test was found to have no significant relationship with financial sustainability of SIRs. This can be attributed to the fact that the fit and proper test was an activity geared to ensure that the management of the SIR was well educated and morally upright. As such, this would increase transparency and accountability in the organization. Fit and proper test had no financial implications and therefore no influence on financial sustainability of SIRs. The findings are in contrast with Kilonzi, 2013, and Wanyoik, 2013, who found that the FBBT quality of the board of directors was an important aspect in improving the SAO's financial performances per the CESA regulations. The findings are therefore in agreement with the NGAIRA, 2011, who found that SAOs are likely to continue to have owners and managers who do not fit standard expectations. They do not, however, automatically fail the fit and proper test, as many tiring compensating factors to the table, ring. In terms of specialized knowledge, deep long-term commitment, reputation risk etc. The findings are in agreement with the agency theory which states that the separation of the TH, not AL, ownership and control will result in decisions by the agent which are not always in the principal's best interest, and there will arise costs, agency costs, of bringing the agent's behavior into line. March 5, 2002 Influence of Loan Management on Financial Sustainability of SAOs. The study found that whereas SAOs complied with the loan management requirements, the organizations found it hard to do so. As a result, deposit taking. 49. SAOs had to increase the interest rate charged on borrowers to enable them remain profitable. A significant relationship was found between loan management on financial sustainability of SAOs. This can be attributed to the new stringent requirements, such as the one which directs that may repay a credit facility prior to its maturity in whole or in part on any business day without being charged full-term interest. The findings are in agreement with Westwer, 2013, who found that the regulatory controls inception led AL to a slight increase in interest rates on SAO loans/credit. The findings are in agreement with the competition for regulation theory, which states that regulation will serve the interests of those who are willing to offer the most for the regulation. The findings are also in agreement with the prospect theory, which indicates that if people are given a choice of two different prospects, they will pick the one that they think has less chance of ending in a loss, rather than those one that offers the most gains. SAOs. Apart from posting financial performance information on the SAOs website, the study found that SAOs complied with all financial reporting requirements. However, no significant relationship was found between financial performance reporting and financial sustainability of SAOs. This may be attributed to the fact that majority of SAO members are low-income earners who join SAOs for the sole purpose of borrowing. Majority of members do not bother to find out a SAO's financial position as loan as it delivers in providing credit facilities. 50. March 5, 2004 Influence of Investment Requirements on Financial Sustainability of SAOs. The study found that the deposit-taking SAOs complied with all the investment requirements stipulated in the CESA regulations. However, majority of the SAOs struggled to adapt to the changes in the investment requirements. A significant relationship was found between investment requirements and financial sustainability of SAOs. This can be attributed to tight regulations introduced by CESA, which but all took away previous freedom in choice of investments among SAOs. An example of CESA. Such limitation is the regulation that states SAOs shall not invest in non-earning assets or property and equipment in excess of 10% of total assets, of which land and buildings shall not exceed 5% unless a waiver to that effect has been obtained from the authority. The findings are in disagreement with Nchiure, 2013, who in a similar study found that SAOs had high investment in non-earning assets. The findings are in agreement with the modern portfolio theory, which asserts that it's possible to construct an efficient frontier of optimal portfolios offering the maximum possible expected return for a given level of risk. S.J. CVA 5.4 Conclusion. The researcher concludes that the CESA regulation requirements have an influence on SAO's financial sustainability. Fit and proper test and financial requirements do not have a significant influence on financial sustainability. However, investment requirements and loan management requirements influenced financial sustainability to a large extent. The greatest effect is felt through the loan management and investment requirements. 51. The findings may be attributed to CESA limiting financial activities which were previously unregulated and which gave SAOs an edge over the other players in the loans market. The advent of CESA regulations forced SAOs to limit borrowing and increase interest rates charged to borrowers. As a consequence, the financial performance of SAOs has been really affected. Fit and proper test requirements as well as financial performance requirements are good tools of ensuring integrity, transparency and accountability, but they have little or no implications for financial performance of OSADOs. 5.5 Recommendation. P. You'll be vetted by the authority to ensure that only people of integrity run these critical financial institutions. Says or should relook at the regulation of interest rates since some SAOs have shot up the interest rates of loans to the detriment of many customers. All SAOs should post their financial information on their website for transparency, and this can also be used as a marketing tool for attracting potential borrowers. 5.6 Suggestions for further study. The current study was focused on Yeri County, which has a small number of SAOs compared to the total number of SAOs in the country. Future studies should attempt to use a bigger geographical area for comparative purposes. 52. References. Adams, G. Hayes, S. Weirter, S. and Boy, J. 2007. Regulatory Capture: Managing the Risk. ICE Australia, International Conferences and Events. Barclay, A. 2005. Research Schemes for Management Studies. London. BHALLA, VK. 2010. Investment Management. New Delhi, S. Cahan & Company Limited. Laxter, L. Hughes, C. and Tight, M. 2006. How to Research, Volume 2. Philadelphia, Eagle Publishers. Buns, A.C. 2010. Research Method. Boston, McGraw-Hill Incorporated. Dawson, C. 2009. Introduction to Research Methods: A Practical Guide for Anyone Undertaking a Research Project. Oxford, Spring Hill House. Distia, M. and Schmidt, D. 2014. Assessing the Sustainability of Savings and Credit Cooperatives. Mountains of the Moon University. Thema, E. 1980. Agency Problems and the Theory of the Firm. Journal of Political Economy 88. Proby. Financial Sector Deepening, 2009, Saving Credit Cooperative Society's Large SAO Restructuring Facility Outline, retrieved February 18, 2010, from www.fsdkenya.org. Financial Sector Deepening, FSD. 2010. SAO Society's Regulations. Nairobi, FSD. Kahneman, D. and Tversky. 1986. Rational Choice and the Framing of Decisions. The Journal of Business 2nd Ser. 59.4, 1986, 2, 5, 1, 7, 8. Kilonzi, B.K. 2012. The Impact of SESA Regulations on the Financial Performance of SAOs in Kenya. Nairobi, University of Nairobi. 5 on the Finobi. Savim. Kushoka, I. 2013. Sustainability of an Employee-Based Savings and Credit Cooperative Society, A Case of Dar es Salaam City Council SAOs Tanzania. American-based. McKay-Rye, H.K. 2013. The Effect of Licensing Requirements on the Performance of Corporal Societies in Kenya. A Survey of Deposit-Taking SAO Societies in Makuni County. Nairobi, Kenyatta University. MBODO, 2010. S. Laws on SAO, Business Daily. June 2010. Mary, J. Mungman, C. and Mchuri, W. 2013. The Challenges Facing Deposit-Taking Savings and Credit Cooperative Societies Regulatory Compliance in Kenya. A Case of the Gusio Region. Institute of Interdisciplinary Business Research, / 12, 1014-1015. 53. Mugenda, A.G. and Mugenda O.M. 2010, Research Methods Dictionary. Nairobi Act Press. Mugenda, A.G. and Mugenda O.M. 2012, Research Methods Dictionary. Nairobi Act Press. Muriaki, K.M. and Rege, M. 2013. Impact of SAO Society's Regulatory Authority, SESRA, Legislation on Corporate Governance in Cooperatives in Kenya. Public Policy and Administration Research, 3, 6, 65-270. Murphy, T. 2014, March 25. What is Financial Sustainability? Retrieved August 10, from Iris Australia. http://www.myrisaustralia.com/education-and/timization/what-is-financial-sustainability. Mashila, F.A. 2012. The effect of CESA regulatory framework on the financial performance of savings and credit cooperatives in Kenya. Nairobi, University of Nairobi. NDUNG'UMW 2013. Relationship between risk management practices and financial performance edge FCESA regulated SIOs in Nairobi. Nairobi, University of Nairobi. Njuguna, 2011, ST. CESRA. The case of NL. Science. NGAIRAL 2011. The impact of SAO regulatory authority guidelines on SAO operations in Kenya, the case of Nairobi deposit-taking SAOs. Nairobi, University of Nairobi. Erita, J. 2005, Education and Social Sciences Research Methods. Halifax Printers Nairobi. Penrus, E. T. 1959. The Theory of the Growth of the Firm. Oxford University Press, New York. Eva. Penrus, E. T. 1965. Economics and the Aspirations of Lettiersment. London, University of London. Schorsi, D. 2012. How to Build Financially Sustainable Social Enterprises, A Note on Financial Sustainability for Social Enterprises. Boston, Massachusetts, Northeastern University. Story, D.J. 1994. Understanding the Small Business Sector, London, International Thomson Business Press. Republic of Kenya. 2008, the SAO Societies Act. Nairobi, Government Printer. Silverman D. 2005, Doing Qualitative Research. Sage Publications, London. USAID. 2006. Sustainable SAO Development Training Material. Kampala, USAID. 54. Wamburu, G.A. 2011. An Investigation into the Factors Affecting Marketing of SAO Products, A Case of Ticker Town in Kenya. Kampala, Makerere University. Wanyoike, S.W. 2013. Effect of Compliance to CESA Regulations on Financial Performance of Savings and Credit Cooperatives in Kenya, A Survey of Deposit-Taking SAOs in Nairobi County. Nairobi, Ebarak University. Weswer, C.M. 2013. Effect of Regulatory Controls on Interest Rates of Deposit-Taking Savings and Credit Cooperative Societies in Nairobi County. Nairobi, University of Nairobi. / percent. / plus o percent. 55. Appendices. Appendix I. Questionnaire. The objective of this questionnaire is to collect data on the influence that CESA regulatory framework has had on the sustainability of SAOs in Kenya. Kindly read the items carefully and provide a response that best represents your opinion. To provide confidentiality, do not indicate your name on the questionnaire. The questionnaire has several sections. Please answer accordingly with a tick in the provided gaps. Section: Sociographic Information. 1. What is your gender? Male, female. 2. How old are you? 22, 30 years, 31 to 40 years, 41 to 50 years, over 50 years. X4. A. 3. What is your highest level of education? Certificate, diploma, bachelor's degree, postgraduate degree. 4. How long have you been an accountant in this SAO? 1 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, over 20 years. 56. Section: Fit and Proper Test. 11. All board members and managers in this SAO have undergone a fit and proper test. Strongly agree, agree, undecided, disagree, strongly disagree. 12. What qualities were tested in the fit and proper test? And 13. How would you describe the attitudes of board governors towards the fit and proper test? Percent. 14. To what extent would you say loan management requirements affect financial sustainability of the SAO? A very small extent. SA loan N. Plus O / undecided. / VL. To a very large extent undecided, to a small extent to. Section C. Loan management requirements. 15. The Sao seeks to establish the purpose of a loan to a member strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. 16. The Sao has defined minimum and maximum loan limits. 57. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. 17. What is the average interest rate of the various loan products? 18. What kind of collaterals do the Sao accept? What? Less than 4. 19. How difficult is it for the Sao to comply with the above loan management? B. Requirements. Vow very difficult difficult undecided easy very easy. 20. To what extent would you say loan management requirements affect financial sustainability of the Sao? To a very large extent undecided to a small extent to a very small extent. Section D. Financial Performance Reporting. 21. The Sao has an internal auditor. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. 58. 22. The SAICA has an audit committee in place. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. 23. The Sao has hired an external auditor. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. Only. S. 24. The Sao holds an AGM at least 4 months after the end of the year. FP. Plus or minus. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. E. NDECIDED 1 DIFS. 25. The Sao displays financial performance information on the website. I/O. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. Height. Degrees OJ. LPLYWL. 26. How difficult is it for the Sao to comply with the above financial performance reporting requirements? Very difficult difficult undecided easy very easy. 27. To what extent would you say financial performance reporting requirements affect financial sustainability of the Sao? To a very large extent undecided to a small extent to a very small extent. 59. Section E. Investment requirements. 28. The Sao has an investment policy. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly disagree. 29. What type of investments is the Sao engaged in? What percent would you say the? 30. To what extent would you say the Sao has diversified its investments? Do you say the S/J? To a very large extent undecided to a small extent to a very small extent. 31. The Sao submits returns of investment to SESRA. Strongly agree agree undecided disagree strongly dis. 32. How difficult is it for the Sao to comply with the above investment requirements? Very difficult difficult undecided easy very easy. 60. 33. To what extent would you say investment requirements affect financial sustainability of the Sao? To a very large extent undecided to a small extent to a very small extent. 34. Which of the following requirements has the greatest effect on the financial sustainability of the Sao? R test. Fit and proper test loan management requirements. EREA. Financial performance requirements investment requirements. A. 35. Give reasons for your answer in 034. Your answer in Q3. Excess. 61. Appendix the 4th. Sao's in Nyerere County. Sao number of members. Nyerere teachers 9,025. Bingwa 80,000. Ena 12,000. Baraka 7,000. Wenangchai 45,000. Biashara 10,000. Mwalimuxft 45,000. Tarifa percent 1,000,000. Fear 3,800. Niela vision / 7,658. Nekoop percent 1,200. Waitima 16,000. 2NKVV 4,500. 4. Total 3,41183. 62.